Shastra.
Yendin number yeva me betonla mingdon je go ni dorte te da ke ton je par ke patan nires.
So the attribute of completely inseparable qualities then has two divisions. The concise teaching in terms of the names of the qualities and the detailed teaching on the essence of these.
Telan dor tembane, cancer tene, chuku tene te yinke, ten and pak pedemba tundan yang inde, teser nyetan ser yinde yer mebe, sanje nyele madon yang inde ba mekis of something.
So the root text then reads as follows. It is the body of qualities, it is the one thus gone, it is the superior truth, it is the ultimate state of having passed from sorrow. Like the sun in its rays, qualities are inseparable. Therefore, there is no state of having passed from sorrow not included in Buddhahood.
Devar kik pe nyingbo hindu nambar tak pe ne kap te nyin ne sanje tam che che chuku yin shen nyingbo nambar tak pa te sanje tam che che chuku yin shen te hindu tene ki pa te devi dekhi nyingbo hindu nambar tak pa tene te yin ki kwa yin yin la tene dekhi tene Ningbo Hindu number tag but then park with them batang. Ton tambe young in deba young in bed, tena ming nam drunk sang in but teaser. Pena, Nimachin Gordang, Wizer ta, yer me by yendo. Top your last of a ton tambe yin dinam. Number yer me bena zoga sanje ni le madopa. Mato ben yang in linde ban tiniba yeme ban yido hibao. Oh, yeah. That deva the Lord. Terrain de deva the jerry, deva jurgiere, tambo deva the Lord.
Yeah, but you mean the Namdrang, the main, the dun chipper, Molabe.
Ming Namdrang, such a turn, that chipa la turn chick, Ming Namdrang.
So Rinpoche said that since most of this commentary then has been translated, that he'll start off then with just going through the commentary in the beginning. So the essence of the one thus gone, in the phase of complete purity, the body of qualities of all of the Buddhas, the one thus gone, the superior truth, and the ultimate state of having passed beyond sorrow are simply synonyms. For example, like the orb of the sun and its light rays are inseparable, the ten powers and so forth, the ultimate qualities are inseparable. Therefore, there is no other state of having passed from sorrow not included in perfect Buddhahood.
Taking Hikba Tang, Pakba Demba, the young inland there by Yibote, Sikta de Bare Mato, don't you in Bartembare. Don't you make a number, don't you in Bala, Tene, than that segment of a mambo yoba tela, don't you make a number.
So the meaning of this section then is that the terms, the body of qualities, the essence of the one thus gone, the superior truth, and the state of having passed from sorrow, then although these are different terms, that they are simply enumerations of names, that is, they are simply synonyms, the meaning of them is the same.
The Jumsen Karasana, Devarikipi Nimbu Hindu number Takwati, tene chuka yang re, tegen chikpa yang re, pakpa denpa yang re, tong tampa nyanginlin depa yang yinpa ser no, te tongjik mingi namra re.
The reason that these are the same is because the essence of the one that's gone, the essence of the one that's gone, then, which is completely pure, then this is the body of qualities, this is the superior truth, this is the state passed from sorrow. And so the meaning is the same.
Sanje nyele ma to nyangin de ba mi si ju te thartok nyande de sanje ju kompa ma thom na thartok nyande ya mar kar sa na dan da tene thartok ju ka ta nyande ni tuen da che kwa re di se na sanje ju kompa ma thom je par do nyangin le de ban thartok pa ya mar.
Here it is also said that as long as one does not attain Buddhahood, that one has not attained the ultimate nirvana or the ultimate state, having passed from sorrow. The reason for that then is that the ultimate Buddhahood is the ultimate body of qualities. The ultimate body of qualities then is the ultimate state of having passed from sorrow. And so without one there is not the other.
Jebar keba la som di ming nam rang jebar keba. Tonju ngô jebar keba. Teda pi ngi par sawa wu. Tambu ming nam rang la. Ton yi wang ki ming yer son tor. Tenam ton dan jar de keba wu. Tela ming yer son tor nes. Oti par. Tambu sa jete.
So then, the outline reads as follows. The detailed teaching has three parts. The detailed explanation on the synonyms, the detailed explanation on the essence of the aspects, and these definitely presented or done through examples. And then the synonyms, or the detailed explanation on the synonyms, then has two parts. The manner of teaching as four names because of four aspects, and the explanation joining that with the meaning. And then the manner of teaching as four names will now be explained.
Tala ta mehir sungtor ne Dorna Sami Yin Lane Tonja Rab the Yevayi. Chuja Kola Soba Y Namrang generic Barsa Hisavasante.
The root is as follows. The root, by the way, is in the commentary it's root 75. In the English translation it's 86. Inseparability of the qualities of the Buddha, attaining the potential just as it is. The basic nature, non-deceiving, not false. From the beginning, the nature is peace itself.
Deva ton dona, dor dona sakpa me be yin. Sakpa me be chuji yin. Khan devari hikpi nyingbo. Nyingbo lane, nyingbo ngowo lane. Sanje je chu. Sanje je chu yer me ba la sobe. Sanje je ton tambe yuintin je chu nam yer me ba la soba. Che paran jurwe. Sanje chu yer me ba ta se woni higre. Che paran jurwe ton je cha ta te per rabdo yeva yi. Te tang tumbar chu juko la soba. Chu juko te yin higba pakba denba. Don't Kansar tene, chukka tene te yeke, tene pakpa tenpa tanda nyangin desi menga namdang ye shevarwa. Shema tape menga namdang ye ne rikpar sawo, shibaho, ya.
Not the right thing. I read you the wrong part out of this paper. So I have to go back to the root. The root wasn't 75, it was 74. Or in the English it was 85. Then the root is, in brief, the meaning of the expanse phenomenon is divided into four aspects, which should be known by four synonyms, the body of qualities, and so forth. So then the commentary reads, in brief, the uncontaminated expanse of phenomena, the essence of the one thus gone, will be explained through four different aspects. The inseparable qualities of the Buddha, and so forth. In agreement with this, the body of qualities and so forth should be known as in terms of four synonyms for that which will be explained.
Ta tonda gerba de tonda gerba ne sanje chuyer me batang terik de yin tobata zumi lumi chuni dang do ne rang yin yin do hi sa wa song.
So now joining this with the meaning, inseparability of the qualities of the Buddha, attaining the potential just as it is, the basic nature, non-deceiving and false, from the beginning, the nature is peace itself.
Devari hikpi nyingbo rang yin ki nambar taba te nyi sanje je chu tob la soba tob cho ta manjik pa yel mandi pa chob je la soba ton ta pa yun ten nam tang nambar yewa me pa ton ta ten pa cha ni chu ji ko hi pa tang Devari hikpi nyingbo te nyi lobon trupe teman thada le torwam lobon trupe teman thada ta de dhon tambi yun di namda yer mebe mebe chani chukuk hi je pare.
So the absolutely pure by nature expanse, from the point of view of having the aspect of the inseparability the inseparability of the ultimate qualities of powers and so forth, that is the ten powers, the four fearlessnesses and so forth, the qualities of Buddha, is called the body of qualities. Me kari lo bagi chima?
Kari lo bagi chima. Dekhi niyo.
teni sāsā.
Āyā. Yīng, chūjī yīng rāng yīng jī nāmbar tākpa, tākpa lā chūjī, chūkū kī jūpa jūmsīn yōtī, tōng tāmbi yuñdīn jī chū nāmbdā yīr mēbī chāni chūkū kī jūpa sā.
So, putting this in the form of a syllogism, then that which is the completely pure expanse, then it is called or expressed as being the body of qualities because it then has the inseparability of all the ultimate qualities. So, the subject then here is the same, the absolutely pure by nature expanse, the expanse of phenomena, and then from the point of view of having the aspect of having actually attained just as it is, the basic nature abiding from beginning this time, the potential of the Buddha, then from this point of view it is called the Tathagata or one thus gone.
Kan devari kikpi nyingpo te thoma maipa ni neba re te yendu kikpa. Te yendu kikpa te chetar neba te yendu ngun sum tu to pa. Ngun sum tu to tokpan thar simpari kikpi na te yin kikpa se.
So, what this word then means in Tibetan, Daishin Chekpa, is the day refers to the potential or the then basic constituent, the Buddha nature, and then together Daishin Chikpa means having ultimately and actually truly realized that potential. So having done that, then it is called Daishin Chikpa in Tibetan, Tathagata in Sanskrit, and I'm translating it as one that, the one that's gone.
Chujiyin khindu nambar tapa khindu nambar tapa ne khindu nambar tapa chujiyin te yin hikpa ki jubi jumsin yote Sanje je rik dirhi nyingbo te chetar neba yin to ngonsum to tokbuse.
Sanje ki rik?
Sanje je rik chetar neba te yin to ngonsum to to te hikbuse.
So, the subject of the syllogism is the expanse of phenomena. The expanse of phenomena then The reason for calling it the one thus gone is because it is the actual or true realization of the abiding potential of the Buddha.
That's a kamba somba zumi, lumi chini hibakabso, pakba denba yimba denbare. Ningbo teni, kan devari hibi ningbo teni, namya zumba minjen. Tuta do loa me la yin do manjurbe chini, pabi hiji chuyur do jurbe tondan denbe, chani, pabi denba hibata.
From the point of view of the aspect of having the aspect which becomes the field of activity of the pristine wisdom of the superiors, the essence, never deceiving and never false, the basic nature which doesn't change to something else, then it is known as the superior truth.
Deva dekhi nyubo chujin. Pakpa denpa ki jyobu jyumsen yote dzunpa mechen lova me dzunpa mechen lova mebe chunyin pakpa yishi ji jyoyur du jyobu se.
Chuchin karre?
Dekhi nyambu kienta nambar taba chuchin se.
So the subject of this syllogism then is the absolutely pure essence of the one thus gone, then it is known as the superior truth because it then becomes the field of activity of the pristine wisdom of the superiors. It is never deceiving and never false, then it is the basic nature which never changes to anything else.
Do ne rangin kenyi to, tan di kapsa nyangin lin de ba yimba ten pare. Chuyen te, semche ne lo kan debar kikbu nyingbo am, chuji ying te ni, ye duma ne, tangbo ne, rangin ki nambar ta ki ngola chama me pare. Lovo ji chama ta da, nyewar kiwa nye ji tongtan ten pa chani, nyangin lin de ba nye to.
From the point of view of the aspect of the expanse, from the very beginning, completely pure by nature, and the complete pacification of all adventitious stains, it is the state of having passed beyond sorrow.
Dekhi nyambu khenda nambar taba ne, nambar taba chujin. Nyangilin deba yinti, ngobo du ne nambar taba chin, lovun trupa trima yang takba se.
So the completely pure essence of the one thus gone is expressed as the state of having passed from sorrow because then it is completely pure by nature and it the adventitious stains have also been purified.
This is the Kartyambu Yerkarasana Chukko Te Yin Khe Pa 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 Den Pa Nyangilin De Pa Tesu Drakhe Khe Pa.
So these lines are very important because they then express the meaning and of what is meant by the body of qualities, the one thus gone, the ultimate truth or the superior truth, and the state of having passed from sorrow. If one could memorize these lines, this would be good. Because then if one would immediately remember then what was meant by the body of qualities, that is the Dharmakaya, the one that's gone, the Tathagata and so forth.
Ta don je ngobo jebar keba la nyi te, nyi me je ton jebar keba, nyande je ton jebar keba wo.
Hello, start, you memorize between 75 and 76, those lines.
Oh, yeah.
So the detailed explanation of the essence of the aspects has two parts. The detailed explanation of the aspects of non-duality and the detailed explanation of the aspect of the state of having passed beyond sorrow.
Tela nimi jetong jebar jeba ne namgo ngonjo sanjog tan trima pakcha jeba ba sanje nyangin deba ne tambe tonde nimi nye hisawa songde.
Then the aspect of non-duality, the root reads as follows. The direct perfect enlightenment of all aspects and the relinquishment of stains together with tendencies is the Buddha and the state of having passed from peace. In the true sense, these are not two. Here, then, in these lines, it is taught that Buddha and Nirvana are not different.
Shiza chetawa tongba ni tang che ni pa kunzop che chu nam je namba namba ngon som dun che be nam che se je de kare se na kunzop tang tang dang je namba ngon som dun che be nam che se ge re ngon som dun che be ngon bar jo par sang cho pa ne sang je ki pa tang.
What is known as Buddha is the actual perfect enlightenment by means of the direct knowing of all aspects of all phenomena to be known as they are and as many as they are.
Lower jetma drapa ni nyomom drapa de his drapa te drapa ni pakya da jeba malupar Malu par pamba na nyangilin de ba hisa de Teta na tokpan thar simba la tapa sanje tang Pamba thar simba la tapa mneb nyangilin de ba tane Mingke tate ba tsandu seje te yinke ba kanje tonche li yang tapan dovese Papi yi tambe
What is known as the state of having passed beyond sorrow is the relinquishment of all adventitious stains, the two obscurations, that is the obscuration of the mental afflictions and the obscuration of that which veils what is to be known, together with tendencies. Like that, the perfect Buddha is what is imputed to the ultimate realization, and the non-abiding Nirvana is what is imputed to the ultimate relinquishment. These are only just differences in names. Because of properly gathering into one the meaning of the basic constituent of the one thus gone, then in the sense of the field of activity of the holy, the wisdom of the superiors, in the uncontaminated expanse they are inseparable, uninterrupted, and not two.
Ming tate re mato ngole cheba yomare. Jumsin karasana Tokwat sanje sejete, Tokwan tarsimbe chani sanje himing takpare. Pamban tarsimba simbe chani nyanginlinde himing takpatsamimse.
The meaning of these lines then is that in terms of the essence, the Buddha and Nirvana, or the state having passed from sorrow, are exactly the same. There's no difference. The reason being, then, is what is meant by Buddha is the ultimate realization. Buddha, then, is just a name for the ultimate realization. And what is meant by the state of having passed from sorrow, or Nirvana, is the ultimate relinquishment. So Nirvana, then, is simply a name for the ultimate relinquishment. The essence of the two, realization and relinquishment, however, being the same.
Nyande je tone namba thamche thangme ba sami thimi yendin da. Tanda ti yugra vada. Namba thamche thangme ba sami thimi yendin da. Yilmin senyi tharpa te tharpa gangde te yinke.
So, the meaning of beyond sorrow then is as follows. Of all aspects, countless, inconceivable, stainless, the inseparability of qualities is the characteristic of liberation. What is liberation? It is the one thus gone.
Dikab so namba thamje pa, thang me pa, samdha me pa, dhamma me pa yunti, yir me pa, thangha tenpare.
So what is being taught here then are five aspects then. Of all aspects, countless, inconceivable, stainless, and the inseparability of qualities. The qualities are of all aspects, vast and faultless. The qualities are countless, since they are endlessly clear and infinite. The qualities are inconceivable, since they are deep and profound and difficult to measure. The qualities are stainless, since they are completely pure of the two obscurations along with tendencies. Directly realizing the body of qualities which has the characteristics of complete inseparability in the uncontaminated expanse is what is called liberation. The perfection of having passed beyond sorrow, what is the characteristic of liberation? From the point of view of the direct realization of suchness, it is also the one thus gone.
Tene namba thamje pa sijete ta rik thada tsamcha ne namba thamje pa yuinti ten ten pare. Ta rik tende java ringa la sobe yewa rik ki yewa mangbo yorwa. Tese te thamje tene tharto ke nyande te la tsamcha ne sewa imta. Rik thada ma tsamba me pa yase. Java ringa ta, ko som ta, ko ye ta, ringa la so be ye va te su tam che, kanga tanda, tene nyingpo khen ta nambar ta pe nyande te la samar va.
Sama se na?
Dupa. Sama, dupa. Te yo pa.
What is meant by the qualities of all aspects, then, is the collection of all qualities of the different kinds of families such as the five Buddha families, or then speaking about in terms of the three bodies, or and so forth. Then from the point of view of the secret mantrayana, then the division of potentialities or families then is endless and measureless and infinite and so forth.
Sarvanta yeva sada sarva sijate nasi ji yeva la sarva sere. Sarvanta ye ta ye ki yardame ba. Ta ye ki yardame be na trang me be yendin da. Ta tunda nyande ji yendin, sanje ji yendin, chuku yendin, tunda jikwa raba. Yendin de nasi ji yeva la sarva sere. Sarvi yeva den ta yeva. Yendin ji nasi ji yeva de deni.
So the qualities are countless since they are endlessly clear and infinite. So what's that?
Nansi ji yeva. Nangi yeva. Sarva si jute chitang. Chitang de sena meto si jute chire. Metoka seda tesula sarva se seda yang seda. Chir nyande sanje. Sarva se jete te nasi ji yeva la sarva yeva se. Tuenda sarva te seda ni chikwanda vayar. Nangi yeva.
So the qualities are countless, since they are endless and infinite.
Sarvi yevanda, sarvan thai, yebe yardha meba se jade yarma to patrang meba tembar. Yardha meba, trang meba.
So this is speaking about the qualities then of Nirvana or Buddha or Tengi Sanjagi yunte, Nyangile Depe yunte and Dharma.
Tate tanda chikpa rava tanda yeta tanda chikpa shede yeva. Tela nansi ji yunte je yeva te trang meba yebe, trang meba yunte da tembar. Sanje nyande ton ton danda tekin keba chuko teso teni kir kirwa ki merwa tela nang yeva teso la sar yeva jare nang yeva pena sanje sijite chigre dowa tela na sijite ni yende yeva mangbo yare tendela sar yeva.
So the meaning of this then, are there these four different names then, Buddha, Nirvana, Tathagata, Dharmakaya, and that within these then there are many divisions, limitless, uncountable divisions.
Then Sabdu mebe yundin te sabjin hindu sabba tokbar kawa yinbe sena Sabdu mebe yundin te tembar.
And so they are inconceivable qualities because the qualities are profound, deep, and difficult to understand.
Tema may be yuen ding de nyangilin deba la dhamma me bi yin tin kare yare sana dimni pa dpa ni pa kya da che pa se pa pam be tne dhamma me bi yin tin de ba.
The reason that they are called stainless qualities because the two obscurations along with tendencies then have been completely pacified or exhausted.
Tene yin tin de da chang tanda chu ji yin number ta ba chu yin deva devari ki pe ning bo chu ji yin number ta ba de ngo la tene yang ye ba me ba re ye ba ta su do bu go ni ke ba re ma to ngo le ye ba me ba re.
These are just divisions then of the fruit expanse of phenomena, the body of qualities, from the point of view of conceptuality, or if one then applies one's thought to them, but the essence of these then is to be remembered as being the same. So here then, the state of having passed from sorrow, the ultimate liberation, and the one that's gone, the meaning of these three terms is the same.
Teda pi ngi par sava la rimu, rimu pi ngi par sava ta nyemi pi ngi par sava wo.
So there are two examples then to illustrate this. One is the example of the artists, and the other is the example of the, or the example of the painting, and the example of the sun.
Tela tambo remu pe ngi par sawa ne cheta remon de se pa yin da yin lang khe pa da kan yi yin la kan khe pa de yin ngi zai me par jo de nen de la chi kun je ma yi zong ni chi 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 nga da jer pe de da la ka yi re ne sin pa tang de le de ne tu jo de remu le la rab jo de la ngo par jo na le chi chi yor yin song jo na song jo pa de ne yor yin song ye na de ma song san se remu de yīnlā thamche mazōpa majur jīnshī pērsē sō. Tēnā dhāzī kāngīn pā jīndā tsotam zūla sō. Nāmbā kuñjīn chō tēnbē tōngbā nīnā zūk sū jū hēsā vā sōngbē.
So this is then the same is translated on page 48. Compare this to artists specialized in drawing one part to another. Yet, whichever part one knew, the others had not mastered. Their king and ruler gives them a canvas with the order, "All of you must now away and paint my picture." Having this received, they commence its painting as best they can, but one of them departs to some far and foreign land. Since this man was missing through going to another place, the portrait in all its parts could not be finished. This is an example made. The artists are generosity, skillful conduct, patience, and etc. Voidness endowed with every finest aspect is said to be like the royal picture. So this is not difficult to understand, and the commentary on this wasn't translated, so Rinpoche was just going to explain it briefly.
Tene rimu chakye ngo trawa po taba chik ma chang na, chik lungpa yinda la song na, jabi rimu de kanga cha chang yung togo yung ware. Pe te yendo, tene tanda cha ma chang cha chang yung go yung ware. Pe te yendo, tene par tanda tap paru de simba trok tang, paru de simba trok po la soba de su tam ji yin la re re se, zo yonzo zoba de hirab je paru de se pepe enda wo le jaware.
Paru de se pa druk.
Paru de se pa tap je cha nam zubu lo re re. Zoyonzo zoba te hirabje paro de semba.
Paro de semba nga or paro de semba druk?
Paro de semba nga de lafio.
Rinpoche paro de semba druk?
Te georgio gro.
And then one of them leaves and goes someplace else. And so the picture does not get finished. In the same way, the five then perfections of method then are known as the different branches. And then together, when all of them are there, and the sixth one, wisdom, then together they're known as then the perfection of wisdom.
Jukpa tso le paru de simba ngapo te longan drawa ta hirab je paru de simba longte tabo he yorowa pe na longte mine longa tso nga tronche de do to kumare longte yo na tronche de do to kure te kien to paru de jimba ne santin je paru je thap paru de simba ngapo nam longa de che bare hirab mine tene nyangine de pa to kumare song towa te da tuenda che kwa yungu ya.
In Chandrakirti's then commentary on the fundamental treatise of the Middle Way, this example was given where the five then perfections of method are compared to a group of blind people, and wisdom is compared to the guide of the blind. And so, without then the guide, without the guide, the without the guide, the five then blind people cannot get to the city that they're going to, and so that with the guide they're able to enter into the city where they want to go. And the example is compared to that. I'm sorry, I just thought of something else, but
oh yeah. That do you see? Ta nyime pe re. Nyime pe la. Chunde yi nyima dan songba ten ba. Sanje le yin ba nyan den ta to me cho lo. Sa che ni re. Nyime pe.
And so then comes the example of the sun, and that has two divisions. The teaching of the comparison with the sun through four similarities, and the manner in which the ultimate state of having passed beyond sorrow is not different from Buddha.
Tela chuntun yi nima tan tsongpar tenpa ne Shiragi Namro Nam Sartang Chodang Taksertang Tade Meser Nyedan Ser Nyemetin Kor Nam Dan Song Hisavasong.
So the comparison with the sun then is as follows. The root is, since wisdom, pristine wisdom, and complete liberation are luminous, radiating, pure, and not different, they are compared to the light, rays, and orb of the sun.
Yuente namba yedan yer meba, konga da namba tamjeba, drum meba, samdameba, samit, tama meba yuente yedimada. Yuente yedan yer meba, hirab kang in batang, yehi kang in batang, hirab tang, yehi tang, namba trova kang in baname, korem jetawar, sour sebatang. Hirab ji sarvar sepa tang, yehin trovar sepa tang. Namrur te takpar sepa serna, sumga yang ta tepa meba serna, wu tang, wazir ta nyame jingkor tang. Te som, ta te meba nam tang, jun song so.
So what are the wisdom, pristine wisdom, and complete liberation which are inseparable with four qualities? Since they are respectively illuminating, radiating, purifying, they are not different. like the luminous light, radiating rays, and pure orb of the sun are not different. Then, what the meaning of this is, then, at the stage of Buddha or Buddhahood, then, which is synonymous with Nirvana, then wisdom, wisdom then is illuminating and is compared to the light of the sun. Pristine wisdom then is radiating, radiates, and is compared then to the rays of the sun, the light rays of the sun. And then Nirvana is completely pure and compared to the pure orb of the sun.
Then nyima chingkor tapa tengwe me losa se ne nyima ti mehe ji chingkor yin se re nyima mehe ji chingkor le tama me beten da yima da
the reason
ne chik se ne de wezer wo de la tama me beten da la jana yang de ge se re tanda chu he re me re se ge do
that before
me mar me ta antro sa ji me je bu de se
before then the orb of the sun was said to be like a kind of crystal fire, so very, very pure. Nowadays it may not be thought that way, but so one could compare, make the comparison with the light of the sun too, because the light is pure. So now the manner in which the ultimate state of having passed beyond sorrow is not different from Buddha.
Tina Sanje Mato Panyangi Deba Matop De Buddha Vajra Panane Nyama Tavar Munyayin Hisavasa.
Therefore, as long as Buddha has not been attained, the state passed beyond sorrow will not be attained. It is like when, having given up the light and light rays, there is no ability to see the sun.
Toma meba ni nyevar neba, toma meba ni semji chuni de nebe, kam devar chikbe nyingbo rang yin ki nambar taba, ngowo la tama meba takba yin donde rakba yin. Nambar taba, dev yin chikbe nyingbo, am devar chikbe nyingbo la, tov la so, tov jo so, ton tambe. Ton tambe yin donde, nor de nyingbo. Don tambe yun ten tam ki yer me jen. Din tambe rin do ko pad mo go se. Don tambe yun ten nam yer me jen. Konsula lava.
In the page 53, the fifth line, about, one third into the line, then it says Den Dampe Yunten. Everybody see that? Bao Da Dren Bode Na Den? Okay, it should be Dun, Danaro Dona Dun.
Ton Tambe.
Should be ultimate. So take away the Ba prefix and change the Drenbu to Naro.
Ton Tambe Yunten Tamji Yer Meken. The Mondo Jurban, Ton Tambi Yundin, the Mondo Jurban, Tarban Tartu by Yimba. Jim Sin Tisena. She's a Tamjela Chakba may be yihi zikpa ngawa zobe sanje ni matopar. Drepa tamje le namba drobe nyanginlin deba tar simpa matopte perna u sarva da uezen tru yinba pangna nyame chingor namba taba tabar tabar mnupa yeno yen hibao.
Ultimate liberation is the direct realization of the essence of the one thus gone, completely pure by nature. The basic constituent which has been abiding since beginning this time. Therefore, as long as perfect Buddhahood, endowed with seeing, the pristine wisdom which is not attached to any knowable at all, has not been attained, the ultimate state which is past beyond sorrow and which is free from all obscurations, will not be attained. It is like, for example, not having the ability to see the completely pure orb of the sun due to having given up the light's luminosity and the light rays radiation.
Matom na nyande tatok me par tempare. Tatok nyande sanje ji komba matop ji pardo nyande tatok matop par tempare.
Here the teaching is saying that until, as long as the state of a Buddha has not been attained, then the ultimate enlightenment will also not be attained. So in the tradition of the hearers and solitary realizers, then the state of an arahat, of a foe destroyer without remainders, then is only considered to be a temporal or temporary a provisional nirvana, but it is not the ultimate state. So next will come the summation of all of the aspects which have been explained. The word samjar here then refers to the linking up or joining together that which has come before.
Tetar jarve ningbo ne namja namba chu hi ju hi be ta namja chu hi simba te ton de pare.
So first, thus the essence of the victorious one has been described through a tenfold presentation. And then that's the brief summation of the 10 points. Therefore, what has been explained above, the limitless permanent basic nature, the essence of the one thus gone, the victorious one, the expanse of phenomena, has been properly ascertained or presented, having been made clear and correctly expressed through what should be known as the 10 aspects from the attributes of the attribute of the essence to that of the inseparable qualities.
So now
it is speaking about the what is to follow, then, which is explaining the way in which the basic nature then remains in the hollow of the mental afflictions, and then this is going to be explained in 9 examples, and this is sort of previewing that that is going to happen.
Toma mebe tune nyevar ne chang mandarva rangin lovur jetrama mandarva se jito ngovula drapa mebare lovur jetrama nyomomba bob yevan tha yepe tumpe nangna neba Toma meba ne nyevar ne yin deva rangin yang dagbu chunyi ningbo te ningbo te namba savan chunbar sepe pe gopo teda ki kene te yin chingbu ningbu ndo chetawa yin do hibar savo hiba ne chibar njurwa namjian samjarwa wo.
This is just then a paraphrase of that, those lines. It will now be illustrated by 9 examples how the essence, the basic nature, pure from the very beginning, has been remaining wrapped in the limitless millions of hollows of the mental afflictions, the adventitious stains, but not mixed with them, although they have been present since the very beginning. This has been said according to the Tathagata Garbha Sutra.
The cups and devil, Mandarva Rangin, devil Rangin, it is Lovon Trobe Tramate, Mandarva Rangin, you intend it to them, devil Rangin. Carres and the Lovon Trobe Tramate, Namka Tinja Drapa, Chunyova, Sergi Yatawa, Tene Ningbo, the Drapa, and Mato, Ningbo Rangan, all and devil never. Tene, you intend it to them, you intend it to them. Jui Demba de Jode Hinning Bodang O Yer Meba, then David Demba de David de Hinning Bodang O Yer made his own O Yer Meba, more than Devar, a carousel and O Yer Meba. Logan Trooper Tramate, more than Devar Mebare, more than Mandera, Pen and Namka changed the window. Namka changed the Namka more than Devar Yama.
So the Draway Ranchin Dang, Madraway Ranchin.
Rare. Mandarva rangin de lovan trupe trama. Deva rangin de yun de ji chun. Ten der mandar si ji de ngô lan der mandar ke jare. Semje ne lok sa tong dan der mandar ke ji ki duwa de.
So this is speaking about then the nature which is not separated and the nature which is separated, or the nature which is not, right. Didrelwa dini di nyamdu.
Didrelwa ni derwa.
So the nature which is then not connected and the nature which is connected. And what is meant by the nature which is not connected, then it refers to the adventitious stains then which are not connected with the basic nature in the same way that the clouds in the sky are not connected with the sky, that the impurities of water are not connected with the essence of the water, and the surrounding impurities around gold are not connected with the gold. What is meant by the connected nature, then is that the nature is connected with the basic qualities, as was explained before, the qualities of the cause and the qualities of the fruit.
Pena malan the dor che malan tang na malan che dor tang dun zin che tok pa ni sem ji ne lo ti ka ji sem ji ngo sa tong da ngo lan de ba me ba re malan dor ji malan tang wa ka so sem sa tong ke ngo tong ba ran yin sa wa ta su tam che sem rang da sem rang ke ne lo tan de ba ye ba re de ndo wo chi de
then he drilled the For example, if one dreams of a snake, then the mind, which is the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness, then that is connected with the essence of the mind. That is the essence of the mind. Then the snake which appears in the dream and the bewildered thoughts about the snake, then those are not connected with the nature of the mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ta. Te nam ya jyo te. Dor dukyu tsabare tene sangne teme depsor shikre. Teme depsor pe gore.
So this then concludes the presentation of the 10 attributes or the 10 aspects of the basic constituent, and then tomorrow we shall be beginning the 9 examples.